Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and also online at KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Keith Crescine. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Next Tech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats, and welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Pleased to be joined by Keith Crescine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, started out the season against Hill City, a 40-12 win on Friday night in Tipton. A nice effort for your team against a pretty big and physical Hill City team. You guys were able to really control things.
Yes, I was really pleased by the way that we came out, especially being the first game of the season. You know, we only had one penalty the whole night, but offensively, I thought we really got off the ball well on the line of scrimmage, which Parker and Brody ran the ball hard. Davis did a good job taking over for his brother at quarterback. And again, our tight ends, Mason and Aaron Hinkey, I thought did a superb job for their first night out on the game. Defensively, I thought we really ran to the football really well, and we tackled well. But again, you know, we can't be satisfied for beating a big physical team that what we did. But again, I'm really pleased from this first outing.
I know it doesn't seem like something you would focus on a whole lot, but you did pick up your 100th career victory there on Friday night, and I know you're going to tell me that that's because of a lot of great kids and players that you've had in your programs at Wakanda East and St. John's Tipton. But what does it mean to you to have that 100th victory?
Well, you know, I really never thought about it, like you said, really until after the game was over. You know, it felt just like game one. And, you know, also with all the good kids that we've had at St. John's Tipton and Wakanda East and Wakanda Tipton, all the good kids that helped me get some wins, you know, it was a team effort. But also there were some great coaches involved in that there. I've always been blessed with good coaches, and again, a good team effort puts that together. But, you know, it was fun, you know, down the road, here we come. But, again, the win felt like win number one. And I go back to win number one was we kick off and they return the kick 79 yards for a touchdown. So I didn't think I was going to get a win there. But, you know, again, it's been a nice 24 years that I've had as football.
We're talking with Keith Crescine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about this week's opponent, the Osborne Bulldogs, coming up next for the Blue Jays after this break on KD Country 94.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon-authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We're Willow Springs Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our 6-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
The Star Bundles are back at Next Tech by popular demand. For a limited time, get the Skinny with 20 meg internet and 25 TV channels for only $49 per month. Upgrade to the Grande and receive 20 meg internet and over 100 channels for $79. Next Tech Star Bundles are delivered with the finest fiber technology, assuring you'll enjoy 5-star internet and TV with mind-blowing speeds up to 1 gig. Get your Next Tech Star Bundle today and receive a 12-month price lock guarantee. Certain restrictions apply.
And back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Keith Crescine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, Osborne, your next opponent, a team that clearly lost a lot from last year. They've got a new coach, but boy, they showed some good things in the week one win over Thunder Ridge 52-6, especially with Gray Bast and Schur in the backfield. I know you're concerned about their speed, and what are some of your other concerns about what you'll see from Osborne?
Well, you know, they're a very good quality team that we're going to have to be ready to go right from the beginning. We're going to have to tackle. We're going to have to tackle extremely well, and we're going to have to corral them, because if we let them loose, they're quick enough and fast enough, they're going to be gone. So defensively, we got to trust our teammates, and we talk about trusting our teammates all the time. Trust them and do their job to where we're doing our job each and every time, and just try to pin them in. You know, with the new coach and stuff, we never seen a lot on tape yet because, you know, being the first game, they didn't have to do anything fancy or run a whole lot of the coach's playbook. So, but we got to get our right reads defensively and be ready for them. They do a nice job throwing the screen pass. We like to throw the screen, so we feel like we're ready to defend that. But, you know, again, when it comes Friday night, we got to execute. Offensively, if we can get off the ball like we did game one and improve on that there, you know, I think we should be able to run the ball a little bit. But again, I think we're going to turn into a mighty fine passing team. That is, if we can give Davis time to throw the ball and, you know, just mix and match just like we have the last few years. You know, I think it's going to be a barn burner if each team plays up to their capabilities.
Quickly, what are some of the things that you're looking for from your team in week two after having seen them in week one?
Well, to be more physical. And I thought we were physical in week one, but we got to be more physical, get off the ball, and maintain our blocks. I thought in week one we got off the ball extremely well, but there's times that we never maintain our blocks. Go and tell whistle. You know, so them are the things that we're really focusing on in practice this week. And if we're able to do that there, you know, like I said, we're looking for good things to happen for St. John's Tipton.
Keith Christine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck at Osborne Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
And you can hear the game on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. Video stream at nckssports.com Friday night from Osborne.
Our St. John's Tipton locker room chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Reliability. It's about more than uptime. Backup is something you do to your work, not just your data. And dedicated is an adjective suited to work ethic as much as servers or Ethernet connections. At Nextech, we believe that the character of our IT professionals comes from the commitment and passion for their work. It's just how we're wired here. Nextech, our products and people are here for you.
We're Willow Springs Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our 6-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Stop in Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at nckssports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 are brought to you in part by the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and by Nextech.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside football team. Drew, your team opening out the season last Friday night against the Pike Valley team you knew was going to be very good, and Lane Peters was one of them that really got to you. Had a lot of long touchdown runs, a kickoff return for a touchdown of 78 yards. Sounds like you guys had some opportunities but couldn't quite punch them in at all times. You fall 54-8 in the season opener. What were your thoughts on the loss Friday night?
Yeah, like I said, you know, we were down 8-0 to start the game off, and we drove it down to their we were on the 2 or 1, you know, ready to punch it in, and, you know, 4 straight tries, and we kind of got stopped, and then Pike Valley got the ball back and went down and scored again, and I kind of took the wind out of our sails, so to speak. We did some good things during the game, but they did a lot of good things that made us do bad things, so we got a lot of stuff that we're going to try to work on this week in practice before we head to Wilson on Friday.
We look at Pike Valley. I know you knew you were concerned about them, but were they even maybe a little bit better than what you might have anticipated?
Yeah, I don't want to downplay what I thought they were at all, but, you know, they looked a lot better than I thought they were going to be this early in the season, and, mm-hmm. and they're going to just continue to get better and better. So, you know, credit to Coach Melby and his team. I mean, they definitely were better than I thought they would be at this point in time.
What kind of positives do you take from your team in the season opener?
I mean, we did some good things. Our passing game looked okay if we worked on our timing a little bit. We still need to work on our running game, getting out and holding blocks. We need our line to hold blocks for a lot longer. But I thought Dawson had some good opportunities to make some passes. He made a couple long passes, and then some were just either short or, you know, the time wasn't right with our receivers. But I thought offensively we did some good things in the passing game. And defensively we were in position, but, man, I mean, I just watched a video today, and we missed, I don't know how many tackles in the backfield, or we would have had them down for losses. So, you know, we were in the right defensive position. We just got to remember we got to wrap up. You know, you can't arm tackle and forget to do the little things. So, you know, we did some good things, but we still need a lot of stuff that we have to work on.
We're talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, talk about Wilson coming up on Friday night here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The Star Bundles are back at Next Tech by popular demand. For a limited time, get the Skinny with 20 meg internet and 25 TV channels for only $49 per month. Upgrade to the Grande and receive 20 meg internet and over 100 channels for $79. Next Tech Star Bundles are delivered with the finest fiber technology, assuring you'll enjoy 5-star internet and TV with mind-blowing speeds up to 1 gig. Get your Next Tech Star Bundle today and receive a 12-month price lock guarantee. Certain restrictions apply.
Back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, Wilson is coming up next for your team. You'll go to their place Friday night. When you look at the Dragons, a team that won 48-14 over Lynn, a nice season-opening win for them. Friday night, Wilson, what do they bring to the table that causes concern for you?
You know, last year they liked to run that read option a lot, and we snuffed that out pretty good last year. But I know I can't imagine they'll do a whole lot different. You know, and if our defense can, you know, our linebackers and linemen can be in the correct positions, I think we can stop that. And they tried to pass on us a little bit last year, and our passing defense was pretty good last year against Wilson. I think we might have one or two interceptions. So as long as our defense is in the right position and we do the right things and work on the mistakes we made against Pike Valley, I think we can go to Wilson and it should be a pretty good ball game.
Looking at your team offensively, maybe some of the things that you'd like to improve on here in week two. I know that you are missing one of your offensive linemen with an injury right now, so that'll probably help when he comes back. But overall, what are your thoughts on what you'd like to improve on in week two?
I just want to see our linemen. When we watch tape, we see that we're firing out. You know, we struggle with that sometimes. I don't know if it doesn't seem as long we're in the game, or they think they're holding longer than they actually are. But our front interior lineman guys, they need to hold blocks longer on pass protection, or they need to just fire off the ball when we're running and sustain that block to give our lead back and our blocking back a little bit more time on our run save. And I think if we can get that worked on and get the kinks worked out over the week of practice we got here, I think we'll be in good shape moving on.
That's Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Again, Coach, thank you for your time, and good luck traveling down to Wilson Friday night.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Next Tech.
The Star Bundles are back at Next Tech by popular demand. For a limited time, get the Skinny with 20 meg internet and 25 TV channels for only $49 per month. Upgrade to the Grande and receive 20 meg internet and over 100 channels for $79. Nextech Star Bundles are delivered with the finest fiber technology, assuring you'll enjoy five-star internet and TV with mind-blowing speeds up to 1 gig. Get your Nextech Star Bundle today and receive a 12-month price lock guarantee. Certain restrictions apply.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Brock McMillan. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Driftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding and Jewel, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. Coach, you open out your season with a 56-6 win over Southern Cloud. Friday night game called in the third quarter, a 34-0 first quarter. You jumped on them early and never looked back. What were some of the things that impressed you the most about that season opener on Friday night?
There's three or four different things, you know. We were able to pick out a lot of good things first night of the season, and it's always good when you can look back at the film and think, man, I'm glad this looked like this way. And there wasn't a whole lot of negative out of the whole film. So I was really impressed with the way our O-line, our guards, tight end, center were all firing off the ball. They came into the game with a lot of intensity. They were getting off the ball. They were sustaining blocks, and they were opening up some big holes for our backs, and our backs were doing a good job of attacking those and not dancing around and getting downfield quick. So the offense came out. They all looked confident. They ran the ball well, threw the ball well. Everybody just was on the right page. It seemed like there wasn't any confusion. They came in prepared, and they all did a good job.
You know, when we talked about your team last week, about all the veterans that you have coming back, and we kind of overlooked somebody that really had a good game in week one that they didn't talk a lot about because he's just a sophomore. Tyson Higer had 9 carries for 106 yards and looks like a solid option for you in the backfield.
Yeah, he does a good job in the backfield, not only carrying the ball but getting out, and is probably one of our best lead blockers on the team. So he kind of has a full workload offensively and defensively. We asked him to do quite a bit offensively, whether it's running the ball or blocking. So, he really rose the occasion on Friday and did a good job carrying the ball for us and like I said, getting out front and leading for some of our tailback run plays. And he plays with a high level of intensity each and every day, and it's good to have, especially from one of our younger guys.
We're talking with Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll speak about the next action for Rock Hills. Pike Valley Panthers are the next opponent. We'll talk about them after the break on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you. There's great deals now through Tuesday, Kears Driftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have previously frozen family packs of chicken thighs or drumsticks for just 99 cents a pound. It's now through Tuesday, Kears Driftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the great savings now through Tuesday, Kears Driftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have bone-in fresh family packs with assorted pork chops, $1.79 a pound. It's now through Tuesday, Kears Driftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewel, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl. Let him help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done right for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell.
Welcome back to our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Brock McMillan, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. Coach, getting set to take on Pike Valley. The Panthers, a team that you guys were able to kind of handle last year, but boy, they got better as the season went on. And you can tell this year they're very experienced, a good group. They won 54-8 in their season opener. And I'm sure you have your attention toward Lane Peters, who had some long touchdown runs and a 78-yard kickoff return for a touchdown there against Lakeside. Your thoughts on Pike Valley and what they bring to the table Friday night?
Well, as you mentioned last year, the score might have looked like we were able to handle them pretty well, but, man, they really were able to do some good things against us defensively inside the tackles. We weren't able to do much at all. I don't think we even had 100 rush yards against them last year. If it wouldn't have been for some special teams, some good returns, setting up some short fields, that game would have been a lot closer. So we definitely know what they're capable of, and like you said, they got better as the year progressed. Now they've got some junior and seniors with some leadership, and then they've got some young guys coming up. You mentioned Lane Peters, very, very shaky, just a kid that lots of speed, can make people miss over and over and over again. So they've got some good kids in the backfield. They've got some good size on the line, a good blend of experience with young talent, and they're going to be a handful. They do some good things offensively, getting those guys the ball, and we got to be concentrated on what they do well and being able to stop it as we prepare this week. And I think they are going to be a very tough team to match up against, but we'll study the film, see what they do, and prepare to the best of our ability.
What are the things that you look for the most for improvement here in the second week?
Staying consistent. I think size-wise, the matchup will be a little bit better this week as far as matching up with guys from Pike Valley. It's going to give our guys maybe a little bit more of a challenge. The Southern Cloud, not to take anything away from them, they had a lot of young kids out there, freshmen and sophomore kids that were having to play vital roles. I think the kids from Pike Valley are really going to give our kids a challenge. We got to be able to get off the ball like we did in week one. We got to be able to open up some holes like we did for our backs. And we got to be ready to go 3 to 4 quarters, you know. And that's something that when you look back at the Southern Cloud game, those starters, those seniors and those kids that played quite a bit of the first quarter, they were done at the end of the first quarter and didn't play again. So you're looking at playing one quarter compared to playing a full game, and I imagine that's probably what it's going to take to be able to hang with Pike Valley. They've got to be able to not get in the mode of thinking that's all they got to do. They've got to be able to go 3 and 4 quarters strong. It's going to be asking a lot more out of them, and they've got to be able to keep with it through that entire game.
It's Brock McMillan, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in our locker room chats. Thanks for the time again this week, Coach, and good luck against Pike Valley Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl. Let him help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done right for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell.
Don't miss the savings now through Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have red, green, or black seedless grapes, fresh in the produce department, $1.29 a pound. It's now through Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. There's great savings now through Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have ragu pasta sauce, 16 to 24 ounce selected varieties, 2 for $3. It's now through Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertu. Remember to tune in to Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 for our football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are brought to you by NCKSSports.com. Now let's get you caught up as to what's happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertu.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 with Ben Labertu, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, your team opening out the season Friday in Miltonville against Wetmore, a team that hadn't played a football game by themselves since 1987, and they gave you everything you wanted. Took a big lead there early, but you guys were able to fight back and win 30-28. Your overall thoughts on week one?
First half, we were really sloppy. You could tell our inexperience kind of came into play. Had a lot of sophomores on the field that hadn't had much time. Didn't handle the ball at times, turned it over a few times. Didn't hit passes that were there, and then dropped the ones that we did hit. So, I felt like it took us a while just to get into a little bit of a groove.
How happy were you with the fight and coming back to win 30-28 there?
Oh, you know, you always want to see that. With young kids, we could have folded pretty easy, but they kept playing, and, I felt like we had a couple good things happen for us in the second half, and another thing with young kids, when momentum starts to roll, they get pretty excited.
What do you see from Wetmore maybe that you liked about their team? Like I said, it's a team that hasn't played by themselves for quite some time.
They got some quick kids in the backfield. They got a couple decent linemen. One big kid that moved really well. They pulled that kid a lot, and he got after it, and he pretty much worked us a few times, and so it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But I think they're excited to be playing on their own. Their stands were full an hour before the game, so I told our kids that these guys are going to be excited. They're playing for their home school finally, and you could definitely tell that they were excited when the game started.
When you assess your team there after week one, I mean, how important was it for the youth in your team to pick up a win here in week one?
Oh, I think it's huge. We go into a tough stretch of a schedule here over the next, 4 or 5 weeks, mm-hmm. and you always got to get those young kids a victory, and I think it was a big one.
We're talking with Ben Labertu, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk about the next opponent, the Lincoln Leopards, the Lincoln County Rivalry, coming up on Friday night. We'll talk about it after the break on Katy Country 94.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport.
Back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 with Ben Labertu, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs still. Coach, you got Lincoln coming up on Friday night. Always interesting to see the Lincoln County rivalry. And the Leopards are a team that pretty much the opposite of what you are. They're a team that's very experienced, a veteran group that has 26 kids out, a very deep group. And when you look at Lincoln coming off of their win over Tescott on Friday night, what are your biggest concerns about their team?
Oh, just like you said, they're experienced. They've had kids that have done it. And they have kids that have worked hard. They've spent the time in the weight room, and they've taken their licks early in their career. And they're just good kids. They work hard, and they're physical, and they're very coachable. And Coach Lowry does a really good job with them. So, it's a big challenge for us.
Obviously, when we think Lincoln, one of the first names that comes to mind is Walter, whether it be Dayton back when he was playing or now Zach for the Leopards. And boy, he was efficient in week one, 7 of 8 for over 200 yards. And what does he bring to the table that concerns you the most?
No, he's strong. He's athletic. He's so smart. I mean, that's the thing. He's smart with the football. He's not going to make any mistakes. So, you can try to account for him and do your best, but, it's going to be a tough task.
What does your team have to improve on here in week two to have some more success?
Oh, we have to get after the ball a little bit more, be more physical, just get ourselves in the right position. I felt like we were out of position a lot on Friday night.
As far as your offense is concerned, how's that looking, and how do you feel you stack up against the Lincoln defense?
Oh, we're going to have our hands full. We're going to have to do things way better than we did last week. But you never know. You get some things going, and you try to look at what Lincoln does and see if we have anything that can match them a little bit, and just see, let it play out on the field.
Ben Labertu, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, again, thanks for the time this week, and best luck against Lincoln Friday night.
Thanks a bunch.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:45 Friday nights, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.